You can't teach an old dog new tricks. Next on Principles and Policies. Welcome to today's edition of Principles and Policies. I'm your host, Barry Sheets, the Executive Director of the Institute for Principle Policy. And along with me today is our co-host, the Vice Chairman of the Institute, my fellow analyst, very good friend, Chuck Michaelis.
Great to be back with you and great to be continuing on a topic we started yesterday.
Yeah, we talked a little bit yesterday about a petition effort by a number of social conservatives and Tea Party leaders in the state of Ohio decrying the state of the Ohio Republican Party and the things that are going on. And we didn't even mention Senator Rob Portman's quote-unquote change of heart on gay marriage. Now he supports it now that he has a son who's come out to him 2 years ago. He now supports homosexual marriage right about the time that gay rights groups are getting ready to file petitions to go to the ballot to repeal the 2004 passed Ohio constitutional amendment protecting traditional one man, one woman marriage. So those things have gotten a lot of conservatives up in arms, and they're expressing how sad they are at the party's direction, or the direction that they feel our state and country are going, as led by the leaderless Ohio Republican and National Republican parties.
Can I intercede for a minute?
Yeah, please.
They're not actually asking them to do anything other than enforce the platform.
That's exactly what they're trying to ask them to do.
And therein lies the rub. It's basically a public acknowledgement that what's going on is that the platform is there to keep them on board, not really for the party to actually do anything to follow.
See, there you go, Chuck. That's the reason why I love working with you, is you incise it right down to the bone. And that's exactly the problem. This is a tacit admission that the Republican Party doesn't follow what it says it believes. In other words, it has a conflicted worldview. Now, many of these social and Tea Party conservatives believe in limited government. They believe in low taxes. They believe in natural marriage. They believe in the right to life. And they believe that the Republican Party platform supports and endorses all of these things. But this petition, this public issuing of concern, is showing that the party isn't following the platform. In other words, they've had it their way for so long. Why should they change now? Or, as we're going to be talking about today, this was an article out of the Canada Free Press. Now, we're moving from Ohio to Canada, but the Canada Free Press is one that takes a look at what's going on in the United States, because their tagline is, because without America, there is no free world. So, in other words, they're really supporting the liberty and the continuation of America as a nation that is supposed to be following the principles that many of these folks who signed this petition believe that their party should be followed. Now, the columnist is Chip McLean from the Canadian Free Press, and he starts his article out, Chuck, and I have to laugh because it's absolutely perfect based on what we were talking about yesterday and just a minute ago. Is there anyone remaining with an IQ above room temperature who actually believes that the Republican Party believes in limited government as defined by the U.S. Constitution? If so, they've either been hibernating or have been in complete self-denial. And, you know, I think we would qualify that to say that they do you believe that the Republican Party believes in their platform anymore?
Yeah, although I would say the problem really is the latter rather than the former.
Yeah, you're probably right. And then McLean goes on to say, and I want to read this. We'll post this article up on our website. He says, every election cycle, the Republican Party counts on its, quote, conservative base, unquote, to dutifully turn out and mark their ballot for whatever candidate has been selected by the GOP leadership. We are told ad infinitum that doing so will keep the Democrat liberal demons from furthering their agenda. The Inside the Beltway establishment has been chanting this mantra for years, and in the process we keep getting Republicans who stand for nothing except their own political gain. Many of us knew the only hope was to change the status quo. The Tea Party became the embodiment of that hope for many, and for a brief moment in 2010 it actually seemed possible that there was some momentum for taking back the party of Reagan. What happened? Well, Chuck, I think it's the same thing that these Ohio Tea Party leaders and conservatives are running into. What happened is the establishment leftist moderate Republicans who are actually in control of the levers of the party apparatus have had it running this way for years. And what happens, just like this columnist points out, every election cycle, they can convince those conservatives and those Tea Party members to come and pull the lever for their guy.
And that's
it. By playing the lesser of two evils card.
We started warning about this when the Tea Party was getting kind of big back in 2008, 2009, and 10. We said this may work if they can keep out the Republican Party operatives who will come in and say, but you've got to vote for our guy or we'll get nothing. in the meantime, those same Republican Party operatives who are infiltrating the Tea Party are back telling the party chairman and the central committee members that don't worry, we can get these guys on board. So we don't have, we'll give them a token. We'll give them a token or two. We'll come out in favor of this or that, but not too in favor of it. And if we're lucky, we don't have to pass it. This is the way these guys operate. And the Tea Party, unfortunately, what happened with the Tea Party, Barry, is that guys who were enthusiastic but not very experienced got in the reins of these things, got in control of the Tea Parties. And unfortunately, you and I are out there telling them, don't do this, don't do this, don't do this. And these big money guys who come along and they're going to give them favor. They give them tours of their offices. They do the dog and pony show stuff. Who are they going to believe? Well, of course, they instantly believe these guys that are in the party apparatus. Don't listen to those guys. They're nuts. And, of course, then they come a year later and they come and say, you know, you guys were right. They led us down the primrose path. Okay, what are you going to do about it? Well, half of them already have pulled out. They've just basically said, okay, it was just as corrupt as I thought it was, and there's nothing that can be done about it, so I'm out. They're not in it for the long haul.
Well, no. And that's part of the problem, Chuck, because that's a worldview issue in and of itself. Now, we talked yesterday about how there's a conflict in the worldview when your statement of beliefs and principles, i.e. your party platform or your basic values, don't align with your actions, that there's a worldview issue. You don't believe what you say you believe, and your actions show it. Well, that's kind of what happens here with the party as well, that what they're doing is what they believe, not what they're saying. And this article also, Chip McClain hits us on the head. He says, there were a lot of things that went wrong, and obviously picking the moderate like John McCain and then in 2012 Mitt Romney didn't work out so well for him. So what did the GOP decide to do? Well, get back to sound principles? No, actually, they decided to act more like the Democrats. And then he says also, now, wait a minute. He goes, why would they do this? Why would they go that move farther to the left? Which is what I think the folks who signed this petition and made this statement in Ohio was saying, that they feel that the party is moving to the left. And the columnist says, the answer, plain and simple, is that the party elites are far more concerned with retaining power than they are with standing on anything as risky as principle. And you could also read that platform plank.
Yeah, platform.
Yeah. And then he talks about this whole thing, and you know, he says, therein lies the problem. While principle holds no value to the GOP elites, popular perception does. Fear is a motivator, and the Republican elites fear being viewed as, quote-unquote, extreme. After years of indoctrination by the education system and the mainstream media, polling data suggests that Americans are shifting their views toward favoring such things as gay marriage, gun control / universal background checks, immigration reform, and so forth. Apparently, the GOP establishment believes they need to co-opt such ideas if they are to retain position and power. In other words, they're going to scramble to get ahead of it by endorsing it before everybody gets there. He says, now those who deviate by actually standing on principle are the subject of scorn. And as I mentioned in yesterday's program, the current chairman was notorious for trying to excoriate social conservatives who would publicly speak out against the GOP's candidate selection process, especially at the statewide level, to the point of calling people racist because they oppose a liberal leftist pro-homosexual, pro-abortion GOP candidate. But the big problem was many of the people who were opposing her were also of her ethnic background of African American. But that's the whole point, is that basically they will try to marginalize, and they've done a pretty good job so far. I mean, looking down that list, a lot of these people are in the Tea Party movement and other places because the party apparatus they found to be to their distaste, or they've got a picture of what really happens inside a party apparatus and decided, I've had enough of that.
Well, I think this guy is very insightful when he says this. So what have these geniuses in the GOP decided they should do? Get back to sound constitutional principles and actually oppose the opposition? No, in their infinite wisdom, the power broker elites, think Karl Rove, Rince Priebus, Ari Fleischer, etc., have decided that to defeat the Dems, they must act more like the Dems. Another Dole, McCain, Romney clone is certain to be the blueprint for the GOP establishment. Amen. That's what's coming down the pike, folks. That's what they're going to try to shove down your throat in 2016.
No, what's No doubt. And he goes on to lay out the things, the attacks on Rand Paul in the debate over the drone issue, John McCain and Lindsey Graham going out and calling people wacko birds, etc. But you know what? He really gets down to it and he says, and he's talking at the national level here, Chuck, but I honestly say that you could boil this down to the state level about 80% of the time. He says the Republican and Democrat parties are two sides of the same coin. And while public grandstanding makes for good entertainment, its real purpose is deflection. The reality is that the only real difference between the two name brand parties is that one party is destroying our Republican freedoms more rapidly than the other. Understand that the power of incumbency with its perks and trappings is intoxicating and goes a long way in explaining why seemingly well-intentioned newcomers end up becoming part of the establishment they were elected to oppose. He says, basically, Americans in poll after poll show an extreme disdain for Congress, but somehow keep returning the same Congress critters from their districts every election cycle. The dog and pony show continues because it has proven to be effective.
And that's exactly what I said at the beginning of the show. Great minds think alike, I guess.
Great minds do think alike. Now, his argument is, listen, we need to start getting involved state and locally. Now, and I would say locally, Chuck, you and I just taught a class last Friday where we're drilling in the whole idea of getting back to local sovereignty, getting back to knowing who your local officials are and keeping track of them and figuring out if they're doing the job that you've voted them in to do or if they're, as Dr. McDermott says in his book, taking the cheese. In other words, they're taking money and emoluments from state and federal programs, mainly grant programs, in order to basically sell you down the river exchange so that they don't have to come to you for taxes when they want to do a pet project. They'll just hand over authority and power to the upper levels of government so that you will sit there quietly, apathetically, and vote them back in again and again and again. And so I would assume that we must get involved, especially at the local level. And even if that doesn't mean you, everybody has to run for office, Chuck, because not all parts of the body are hands, not all parts of the body are feet. We're made up of different parts. But each of us can take a little segment of it and work together in community. What was the Tea Party supposedly intended for in the first place, if not bringing like views together, to start going to the meetings? Go to your county commission meetings, go to your township trustee, go to your water board, go to the school board meetings, just not to create an issue and not to come out and say, I don't like the way you're doing things, but to listen and learn and figure out how the process works, figure out what somebody says when they're in the meeting versus what they're saying to people outside, and see if they're basically upholding what they said they'd uphold, which first and foremost is the Constitution of the United States. And he says, listen, if you're among those waiting, and this is the columnist again, if you're among those waiting for the national GOP to save our republic, here's a newsflash. They aren't interested in sending the cavalry. It's time to secede from the GOP. The time is now, and the only way that we shall save ourselves. And what he means by that is, stop worrying about the federal level and start working locally.
Absolutely. And he quotes a column in here, a fellow writer, J.B. Williams, who wrote in a recent column, the American people had better forget about Washington, D.C. altogether and focus all energy on saving the constitutional republic state by state. And Barry, I think you and I would say, based on the books that we're reading and the things that we're finding out, that would be county by county.
County by county.
They had better stop trying to play politics and start doing the right things, where they can influence the outcome at the state and local levels. Amen, Barry. That is exactly correct. They had also better stop waiting for anyone else to do the heavy lifting and start doing some heavy lifting for themselves. Tennessee is poised to be the first state in the Union to pass the Constitutional Balance of Powers Act, setting the state on a proper footing to challenge the federal abuses of power. A few other states are poised to follow the lead of Tennessee, but to save our constitutional republic, most of the states will have to take similar actions immediately, or the people will lose their constitutional republic before the end of Obama's second term.
That's kind of a frightening thought, Chuck, but it's time for people, that instead of saying, I'm taxed enough already, they need to become totally engaged Americans. And that's the only way we're going to take it back, is if people actively engage with principle, starting at the very local level, because I do believe Tip O'Neill's old saying, all politics are local. He's right. And that's where the feeder system is for upper levels. And if locals say, we don't want your grant money, we don't want your strings, we don't want your control, we're going to work here in our neighborhoods and we're going to work with our citizens and we're going to fix our own problems. And we start taking that back a little bit at a time, county by county, community by community, we can turn this tide.
And before we sign off, I'm going to ask this question. Why did we have to read this in the Canada Free Press? Why wasn't it in the Columbus Dispatch?
Well, because it didn't fit the meme that the American mainstream media wants.
And with that, we're out of time. Join us again tomorrow for another Principles and Policies.